Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Freestyle. Only. On Versatile Radio.
I'm
will not stop. Versatile Radio, from coast to coast, worldwide.
Let's go. Yeah, welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody. This is your pre-4th of July show brought to you right here on the West Coast in Riverside, California, by Versatile Radio. You're right here with Mary, Eddie Carlos, and Mr. Eric Bush.
Yeah. What's up?
And, of course, we have a very special guest on the line, Marcella. How you doing, Marcella?
Hello, Marcella.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's fine.
Yes.
How are you?
Great. It's a pleasure. This is a wonderful experience to be able to have that West Coast interview, and it's being transmitted also through DMA Radio out of New York with Ivan Hernandez. I'm looking forward to today's show with the wonderful co-host that we're going to have. I know that I was mentioned that we have Eric Bush on, we have Carlos coming on, we have a host right now, Mary Fisher and Eddie Carlos, and later on DJ Shadow.
Yes, we're actually waiting. We're waiting on DJ Shadow to join us. He will be joining us very shortly. As you know, we are 3 hours difference to the East Coast, to them out there in New York City. So, you know, we try to collaborate as best as we could. Once again, we welcome you on the show, Marcella. We've had you on our show quite a few times. We've had you call in as a special surprise on Marla G shows, otherwise known as Giggles. You surprised us and called in on that show there. You've also called in with her the other night to kind of give an introduction to this show, a little bit, you know, about what you got going on here. You have actually been very, very, very busy, and we're going to start this interview off right now. We're going to kick it off with you telling us a little bit about how you came into the music industry. I know for sure you came in dancing. You were with the B-boys, and you was pop locking, break dancing, and doing all that. Let's kick this off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you were introduced into the music industry.
Okay, it all started through my brother, DJ Tito B. He's a DJ out of Boston, and my mother worked two jobs, and it was in 1980, and he would tell me, don't tell mommy that, you know, where we going, and he always looked out for me. He's an excellent father now. He has four children, and his oldest just got her bachelor's degree, my niece, Jerium. So he's doing great fatherhood, and I knew he would be a great father just the way he would take care of me. He would take me to all these gigs and events, and it was older crowd. I was only 7, and I was seeing teenagers, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. But my brother would tell me I needed to sit down. But me, I'm a very hyperactive kid. You know, I would never sit. I was always up on the go, grabbing his vinyls until he's like, okay, why don't you help me put the vinyls in the sleeves, you know? A DJ's pet peeve. If they have vinyl, they do not want to grab the wrong record out of the wrong sleeve. So I know the do's and don'ts when it comes to DJs. And my brother had his Techniques turntables, and he would always have me play, keep an eye on his equipment. At the same time, he didn't like me messing with his equipment. So I got a broad take of the start of hip-hop movement. And in New York, we were in the Bronx, and I seen this guy. He was skinny. He kind of looked like my brother. You know, he kind of reminded me of my brother. Beautiful smile. And he's wiggling his feet. And he's with this other Afro-American. I don't know if it was Frosty Freeze or Mr. Freeze. But the guy that was wiggling and doing all these moves was Crazy Legs. I didn't know him as Crazy Legs of Rock City Crew. I knew him as Richie. And when the movie in 1984, Beat Street came out, I was like, that's the guy from the park. Oh, my God, that's the guy that was showing. And I called my brother. I'm like, dude, that's the guy from the park, Richie. And then I see he had a shirt that was Crazy Legs. But I never knew he was Crazy Legs. And back in 2010, he came out here to L.A. to DJ. Because, you know, in that era, if you were not a DJ, an MC, you were either an artist, a graffiti artist, or a breakdancer.
All right, yeah.
You know, I remember that days. So that's pretty much how it was. And then everybody would try and be involved in some type of artistic movement to stay out of trouble. Mm-hmm. You
sure.
know, and there
let
was
me
a lot of poverty. Yeah.
Let me just interrupt you right quick. We do have Mr. DJ Shadow. He is on the line with us. So welcome to the show, Ivan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Marcella. I apologize.
Hi, Shadow. How you doing, Shadow?
Good. How's everything good, Marcella? How's everything going? Welcome to the show.
Good. I'm glad you joined us. I was actually going over kind of like the hip-hop movement back in the 80s. You know, if you weren't a DJ.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Isn't it true, though? If you were not a graffiti artist, you were a DJ. If you weren't a DJ, you were a recording artist. You weren't a recording artist, you were the breakdancer.
That is so true here in New York City, especially in New York. Either
and
you were a DJ,
that.
Graffiti writer. If not, then, you know, an artist. That exactly identical what you're saying. Exactly true.
And, you know, I was out in New York in April. You know, Planet Patrol had a show out there on the 26th with the OG Funhouse. And I loved, this is my child. I love, you know, getting on the subway and just feeling what it's like to be on the subway. And times have changed. 30 years later, everybody's on their, you know, on their iPhones, on their cell phones. They're all with their, you know, iPads and their iPods.
Oh,
so
yes.
I just had a flashback. I go back in 1980 and I close my eyes and I'm looking at boomboxes. And I remember this kid one time. He's wearing his Gazelles. He's wearing his Adidas, you know, and
oh
he's
my God,
playing. He's playing Boogie Down Productions, South Bronx, South Bronx.
Oh yes.
So here am I, 41 years old. I was 7 years old in New York, and it's changed. And I can't believe how much has changed. And that says so much about the evolution of technology and our new music that's being played right now. So that's pretty much how I got myself involved into the music, because my brother's a DJ and he used to take me to gigs, and music was played 24/7 in my house. There were DJs out of Boston.
So you started this in an early age, am I right?
I was 7 years old.
Oh, 7 years old. So you was really, really young.
I'm 21. I'm very, very deep involved. Like, I understand music mixing and mastering. I could tell when a DJ is mixing and he messes up. I could tell when a DJ is transitioning music and just mixed it and go off. Like, what happened there?
It's not like back in the days. And back in the days when we used to edit and stuff like that, we used to deal with the reel-to-reels. Oh, back then. Now we don't deal with the reel-to-reels. Everything's all computerized. Everything is all like, we don't even deal with the mix part anymore. That's
right.
How technology is now. I mean, well, so well-preserved and so good right now. It's like we don't need all these old-school programs. But believe it or not, there are some times that we do use it, but nobody knows that. That's good. I mean, that's good. I mean, you know your history. Wow, I'm very surprised with you. You know what I mean? So, I mean, when you were in New York City, what did you do here?
Out in New York, you know, I have to have my pizza. There's nothing like, you know, you can't go wrong with New York pizza.
Yeah.
I have to have New York pizza. And every other day, I was having Chinese food, because, you know, Chinese food in New York is very different than the Chinese food in Miami and in L.A.
Why?
You know, it's different. It tastes different. The rice is brown, and you have your poo-poo platter. And, like, if I say a poo-poo platter, you don't think I'm talking about poo-poo. No. I'm talking about poo-poo platter.
A poo-poo
platter has a mixture of everything, like, you know, your chicken fingers, which is chicken, and it's like a shrimp tempura type. And then you have your pork fried rice and your spare ribs. And then the chicken wings are so good.
I'm sorry, but I've never seen the poo-poo platter on the menu out here on the West Coast. Have you, Mr. Bush?
Really? Have I seen the poo-poo platter? I didn't know.
You know, it sounds a little authentic to me.
Yeah. I haven't got that poo-poo yet.
All right.
So, you know, it's different. Trust me, the food here is good. And there's some spots, like I know there's pizza place in Alhambra, they're Italian, and the pizza tastes like you're in New York. So kudos to Mama Gina's out in Alhambra. Their pizza is good. And then they have some spots that I found, like in downtown in Chinatown. I have to go like Chinatown to really taste that cuisine that reminds me of the East Coast. So I grew up in the East Coast. I went to high school in Boston. And I went to high school with John and Jordan of New Kids on the Block. So, you know, this history music for me.
Sure. You know, there is so much to actually talk to you about, Marcella. And to be honest, I just want to let the audience know, I don't even think one of our shows here at Versatile Radio could cover everything that Miss Marcella Olivar, you know, has to speak about, or that me personally, Mary, here at Versatile Radio, would like all of you guys to know about. She has come so far, and her success with music as powerhouse bombshells, and, you know, she's just got an amazing story. She actually just received an award. Talk to us a little bit about that award and what the things that that you accomplished before receiving this award.
Okay. I was in my email. I have my Powerhouse Bombshells email, and I'm not kidding you, I have over 32,000 emails. And there's different from different companies globally. And this one email, it said the Women's International Leadership Association. They're out of Furmanville, New York. And I looked and I clicked and it said, "Dear Marcella, we have been," basically they have been following me. They have a marketing and a PR team, and they're surprised with everything I'm doing. And you know what? I think of it like more like I'm humble. So I hate tooting my horn, because you have to stay humble. You have to keep it real. And I'm going to keep it as real and as I can. So when I seen that email, I was like, wow. They said, because you're contributing to family, you're contributing to the community. And I will get a little bit more involved how I'm contributing to the community. And they're saying you're also involved in a lot of aspects. And I'm also, you know, not saying that because if you get a college degree, you're better than anyone else. But I really busted myself in school as well to make sure that when I'm speaking in front of an executive level team and I'm being like, you know, because I'm a female in business and I get challenged. This is a man's world. And let not someone say, no, it's not. It is a man's world.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
There's a lot of powerful women in business now. Today, 46.5% of women, working women, make up the labor force in the U.S. That's a little, 46.5% of women today.
Wow.
So every working woman pays her taxes, and so I contribute to that 46.5. And
that's
amazing. Yes. These people said to me, you're being awarded a plaque for an outstanding woman of leadership for 2014. And I just, you know, I paused for a minute and I got, you know, emotional, of course. You're like, wow. And the reason why I get emotional is because I'm for many years, I would go downtown L.A., Skid Row has a lot of homeless people. It's a very... You cruise around there, and it's a part of L.A. that really breaks your heart, because you think a country like the U.S. has a lot of money. How could you not invest into providing? There should not be any homeless at all. How could there be homeless people? That's a question I always ask. So I'm not rich, but I have the credentials, and I worked hard to have a little savings where I've been able to help out and contribute. So I go to downtown and I buy donuts. You know, there's Winchell's Donuts here, that's like a Dunkin' Donuts of the East Coast. And they have like little donuts you could buy, like 20, I bought 20 bags for $5. And then I broke a $100 bill, and I gave, I would cruise around my car, and I would see like a homeless person. I would give them for Christmas time. I would donate them a bag, you know, and they would like, if you know a little bit about the homeless that are in downtown or anyone that's homeless, they're very careful who gets close to them. And I always say, God bless you. Here's a gift. And they look and smile, you know, and just that smile when they look at you says to me, you know what, God, thank you for the gift that you give me. Thank you for giving me a roof over my head, you know, and we as people must appreciate what we have. Instead of wanting it, I don't have this car, I don't live in this big old house, but you know what, let's sit back and thank God, amen, for what we have today, because tomorrow is not promised, and we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. I could be talking to you today, tomorrow I won't be here, but you know what, at least I got the opportunity to speak to with you all, and our audience got to hear something positive, and that's my mission in life, to be a positive person transpiring through the arts movement and making powerful moves through music. And that's my mission in life, and that's how I feel today. So when I see the homeless person, it touches me. I've never been homeless. I don't know what it feels like to be homeless, but I have heart. And I came across through Facebook. Believe it or not, Facebook is a big market, the biggest tool in the entertainment business. Facebook will bring you a lot of good prospective networking clients. It's a great tool right now. I met this person named Charisse Rodriguez, beautiful person. She's from New York, and she lives here in L.A. So she has an organization called Iris Blossom Charity. And she herself was homeless at one point, and she's very successful. So what she does is we have volunteers, and we all every year we feed the homeless. And in the hardest streets of L.A., it's called Skid Row, and we do it at the Church of Nazarene.
Okay.
And we did an event for, we did it just this year for Christmas. I was with them. And
awesome.
We do an event for Mother's Day, and we've had people donate their time and come with makeup and put makeup on the moms. And you see children, and you think, where are all these people coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And we make burritos. You know, we make food. We volunteer time. So last year, and you can see it on YouTube. Whoever's tuning in, you can check it out on my Powerhouse Bombshells page on YouTube. My producer plays the piano. And we were able to bring entertainment, and then she got a trio to come down. Charisse Rodriguez had a friend that works in a trio, is a, you know, like guitarists that come and play music, and it turned into a big musical band. And you see people smiling, and the kids, and there's donations from all over, toys, clothing. It's just a wonderful thing, and I'm proud to be a part of that. And I'm not going to say names, but I've invited several friends of mine to go, and some people can't handle it. I've had people say, listen, I respect what you're doing, but I can't be here. Some people can't handle it because you know what? Some people will not dare walk the streets of downtown like that. And you know what, me? Because I know my God knows what I'm doing is a great deed. I walk the streets, and I'm not afraid.
Amen.
That's good.
Mm-hmm, that's awesome. You know, I'm going to, we have a caller on the line. This is Johnny Rosario.
Woo!
He's from Unidos Magazine. He's called in for some support. Welcome to the show, Mr. Rosario. This is Versatile Radio.
Hi, how you doing? How you guys doing out there?
Hi, John. Let me tell you who John is. John is an amazing person in all aspects. And I'll tell you, he is the person that I am doing associated with now. He is the editor of Unidos Magazine, and I am
awesome.
The marketing director. So big shout out to Rio Lopez, who is the owner of the magazine out of New York. And John kind of is someone that's followed me on Facebook. And he says, I want to do your cover story. And he puts this beautiful cover story, so you got to check it out on www.unidosmagazine.com. And he's the one that puts the magazine and everything, so we're working closely together now. And he's the one with the freestyle event and cancer awareness out of New York that we're doing on July 26th.
Okay.
So this is who you want to talk to.
That .com again? Oh, that's www.unidosmagazine.com.
Gotcha. Thank you very
internet much. Magazine in which we do cover stories and everything that has to do with our Latinos within, we cover Costa Rica, we cover Mexico, we cover the East Coast, West Coast, and we even go right across the seas into Spain. So we cover some beautiful, beautiful stories. Many of them are local urban stories, basically because many of us who got involved with the magazine came from several urban areas within the New York City area, the Miami area, and we brought in Marcella because of her marketing background, her marketing expertise, and I just was intrigued by Marcella. I said, this woman who is going into a man's field, because, I mean, you're going into the music business where men look at women as, you know, go get me some coffee. She turned around and said, no, you're going to get me some coffee, which is a beautiful thing today with women in America where, Latina women stand up. One, Latina women have been taken that empowerment and have stood up and have become leaders in our community. And where men have, have been in control for so long, women today, Latina women like Marcella has said, hey, you know what? We're not going to take a back seat. We're going to join you. And it's not a disrespect to men. She just literally has taken and said, you know what? I can be in the front lines with you. Let's take this on. Let's make this happen. And as a result, she has taken this business and has done very, very well. I mean, some of the artists that she has brought back into the limelight, like Planet Patrol and Johnny O and so on, and have literally brought them under her wing. Nelson Ruiz and so many other artists. And she's been respected in the business because she has literally taken, artists who have really pretty much been stalemate. She has brought them into the powerhouse team and has given them marketing, has given them music, has, videos. And she's really taken on this field and has made a name for herself. And I'm very, very proud. I mean, if you take a look at the one-on-one interview, it tells you the story from beginning to end. And it's a beautiful, amazing, there's a two-part series. This is how big her story was to me. I did a two-part series on it. Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing, and I respect her for it, very much.
Most definitely. And on that note, I just want to, I have no shame on saying that Miss Marcella Olivar, she's actually a mentor to me. I look up to her, and I'm just intrigued by everything that she has done and everything that she has accomplished. Like you said, it's a man's world. It's a man's, the whole industry is hard, and no matter what, she's so strong-minded, and she pushes her way through it. And, I strongly believe that, if what she was doing was not God's will, she wouldn't be where she's at now. And I'm just very proud of her, and I'm very grateful and proud to have her on Versatile Radio.
Yes, yes. Her story is amazing.
I am very speechless. I lost for words. I'm not a type of person that you can leave lost for words, but Mary Fisher and John Rosario, those words are beautiful. And if I can mentor and inspire and help people out there, I feel like then my duty, my calling in life is here. Then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I feel I'm speechless right now. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
It's a pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Absolutely.
It's definitely our pleasure. Go ahead, Mr. Hernandez. Are you still with us?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes, and, you know, once again, I also want to remind everybody, you know, Mr. Ivan Hernandez, DJ Shadow, he's also a mentor to me, and he's just been nothing but supportive to us here at Versatile Radio, and just his background, he knows so much about the industry. You know, it's amazing because, you know, just the whole collaboration and the unity that has come together in this, you know, in the process and in the development of this interview, you know, these two, they know so many of the same people and have been in the same places, and, you know, it's amazing. So, you know, Ivan, I'm going to go ahead and let you continue with a few more questions that you have for Ms. Marcella.
Yes, Marcella, the question was that I was going to ask you is that what led you to be in this industry, like this music industry, in freestyle music industry, in other words? What brings you to freestyle, the freestyle world? Meanwhile, there's so many, like we're talking about house music, R&B, hip-hop. There's so many other categories of music that are making so much goals. You know, and what made you choose the freestyle music?
Because when you're a child, everyone, and I'm speaking, you know, John, Eric, yourself, Ivan, and Mary, when we're kids growing up, right?
Right.
Whatever influenced us is why we're doing what we're doing today. I'm talking about 2014. But let's close our eyes right now and look back in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you were doing then is why you're in this business and what you're doing now.
And that just gives me the chills right there, because it's just confirmation in so many different directions in our lives, you know, that, you know, there are some people that are just, they don't know what the meaning of their lives are, you know what I'm saying? And that's just right there. I mean, you're just so on it, Marcella. Go ahead.
I'm a B-boy. See, I'm a B-boy from the 80s who used to go around, you know, breakdancing and so on. I got involved with listening to the music aspect, going to the Roxy in New York and Funhouse.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm involved with all these people in freestyle and hip-hop and so on, it's basically because I grew up as a young hip-hop, you know, surrounded by graffiti artists, surrounded by Afrika Bambaataa over there on Riverside, and so on. So, and it's funny because here I am in my late 40s doing exactly and dealing with exactly the same aspect of that hip-hop and that freestyle movement of the 80s. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And Ivan, let's see. Ivan, what were you doing in 1980?
Huh, 1980, when everybody was into graffiti, everybody was into breakdancing, to be honest with you, I was more into my mix. That's when everything started, back in 1983. Let me tell you, that's where everything started. I started, like I said, with two Fisher Price's turntables, and that's how history began.
And the music. The music.
And what are you doing now? What aren't you doing still that? You're DJ Shadow. So you see what I'm saying? 1980, look what you were doing. You're still doing it today.
Right now, I'm doing a whole totally different. I mean, I'm still with the music. I'm still DJing, of course. What inspired me was the Latin Rascals, and because of them, I am so into so much of the edit business. Like, you know, like Freddie the Edit, Aldo Marin, all these people that do the edits. I'm more into that field too, as well. Because of them, this is what I do now. And now that I do the mixing.
Tony Moran and Albert Cabrera are beautiful, beautiful inspirations. Those guys.
They are the king,
yes.
The master of the edits. They're the one who started all this edit business, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, I took off, you know, I started doing my own thing. And now, here, 2014, here I am, doing my thing with the music and also recording music as an artist as well. Yes, I have my own music. I have actually three music that's out back in 1994, which it wasn't all that great. Then we did another song back in 1999, which that never turned out to be nothing because the guy kept it as a promo and never, you know, go forward with it. And now the last track that we just did actually came out in 2005, and we actually released it this year, 2014. And it's doing very good up in Philly, which is right now a lot of clubs are playing it. It's not freestyle. It's a little twist of freestyle and house and a little touch of reggaeton, you know, so like something that,
yes.
different. And we are trying to introduce it to the people to see how they're liking it. So if we're getting a big feedback, which we are back in Philly, and so far a little bit in New Jersey, well, we're gonna keep up with the roll and see what happens in year 2015. You know.
How about you, Mary?
Well, you know what?
Back in 1989,
I was DJing. 1980? No, not quite. I'm a little bit younger than you guys, so I was like,
yeah, but hobby.
But in the 80s, I'm 44 years old. But in the 80s, okay, so it was like 1985, 1986, where, you know, I started getting into the freestyle thing, and I started DJing and providing the music for the DJ in the city where I was at. And, you know, we were doing the dances and making our little money, you know what I'm saying? But I was so sick with the freestyle music that, I mean, I drove 3 hours just to get those 12-inch albums, you know? And I went really deep into it. I went to the underground freestyle scene. And, you know, I just amazing because that was like no matter where I was at in my life up until now, I'm still going to be talking that freestyle music, you know? And my thing was, I love the strings. I love the keyboard. I wanted to learn how to play that type of music. So I bought me a keyboard. And I did it, and, you know, and then, you know, look where I'm at now, you know, I'm meeting all these artists that, you know, these legends, you know, you, Marcella, Legals Magazine, and it's just amazing. It's amazing. So there's definitely confirmation, Marcella. And then we got Mr. Eric Bush, my co-host. He's also an artist. Are you still with us, Mr. Bush?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us what you were doing in 1980.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know it. Probably
so what were you doing,
Eric?
Huh? What were you doing in 1980?
Oh, what was I doing in 1980? I was DJing, as a matter of fact, in 1980. And I was DJing. I was still doing a little music. I was, you know, going out doing a little music with the people I was jamming with, and it was almost there, and then kind of fell down, and it was almost there again, kind of fell down. So I just in the 80s started getting into acting and did a couple of shows, and then other than that, just chilled out.
But do you see how we're all connected, you know, entertainment-wise? And that's why I said whatever we did as a child, whatever influenced you as a kid, it's going to influence your livelihood as an adult.
Yeah, correct. That's correct.
And that's
that
why.
Correct.
So the question Ivan asked me is, what got me into the music and why am I, you know, in the music business now and how, okay. So I said, that's why I asked all of you that question because it is so true. My brother is an OG legendary DJ out of Boston. He goes by the name of DJ Tito B. And I was traveling with him because I had no choice. My mother worked two jobs, and he was my babysitter. So it was either I sit down, or and he was playing all this great drum beats and all these mixes and all this music. Little Marcella could not sit.
Yeah.
I was dancing and listening to him. And then when I was home, he would have all kinds of his DJ friends come in, you know, that he's still great friends with, and I still have them on Facebook. DJ Rip out of Boston, there's also DJ Crazy T, Tito Santiago. He,
all these were his boys, and they would be mixing music. And I'm talking about the era where you were really selling mixtapes. You know, a mixtape that my brother would do was $5.
Yeah, yeah, I remember those days. I remember those days. So we're going to take a
break. Now are saying a mixtape, and it's like, wait a minute, do you know what a mixtape is? Because a mixtape is a one that has two holes. And it has a little bit of
ribbon. that's what mixtapes, that's what made a lot of DJs popular because of the mixtapes.
Yes,
indeed.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Sabro Fuga right here. This is DJ the Shadow. I had to do it, Shadow. You guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great.
Te tengo gozando, te tengo escondiendo vida, de tanta locura que causa mi sabrosura. Te tengo gozando, te tengo escondiendo vida, de tanta locura que causa mi sabrosura. Y esa mujer.
yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio. Right before that, yes, that was DJ Shadow, Sabro Vita, and Planet Patrol Play at Your Own Risk. Welcome back.
So now that we're back, I want to tell you real quick, that's amazing. Shout out to Planet Patrol. Planet Patrol
are
pioneers. And guess what? My brother, DJ Tito B, his favorite song is Play at Your Own Risk that you just heard on Versatile Radio, DMA Radio.
What the radio?
And
no,
guess what else? And John knows because we got to meet up with Planet Patrol in New York April 26th at the OG Funhouse with Joe Celestino. Shout out to the OG Funhouse owner, Joe Celestino. What I want to say is Planet Patrol are part of the Powerhouse team. They're part of my label now. So pretty much Planet Patrol, and they have a show tomorrow, July 4th, in Queens at the Resorts World Casino. And I just talked to Herb a little while ago before I jumped on the radio show. That's why when Mary, you were calling me, I was on a conference call with Herb of Planet Patrol. So are you all there?
Yeah. I'm here.
I'm here.
Is Mary there? I don't hear Mary.
Hold on,
Mary. Here we go. I'm here. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's talk about the conversion of Powerhouse Bombshell Records becoming a label, and who your first artist who has signed with the label first, and then we'll get into Planet Patrol, the event, and what you got coming up.
Okay. Powerhouse Bombshells Incorporated is a media entertainment type business, music, you know, road management. I have a 20 years of management experience, and I also, you know, have my bachelor's in business. I graduated in 2010. I have my bachelor's in business management. I took business law. I can do contracts, and I follow. I'm also certified with the state of California with OSHA on safety and all the guidelines for the California, the state of California. I'm very well in tune with laws, legalities, and the operations of a business. And pretty much I met someone that I know, DJ Jose. They call him Baya. He's out of Las Vegas. He sent me a text message. I was actually at the beach. And he says, you must text or give this guy a call. And he put his name, Remy Palacios. And I'm thinking, who is Remy Palacios? Who's this? So I called him, and I'm like, who's Remy Palacios? And he's like, that's the guy from Nice and Wild. And I'm like, oh. And I said, I told him about you. He's here in Vegas, and he wants, you know, I told him that you work a lot with the Freestyle family, and he wants to meet you. And I said, oh, okay. So I give Remy a call, and he's one of the members of Nice and Wild, because Nice and Wild had three guys. It's
right.
Reggie, Remy Palacios, and David Torres. So I talked to him. He's really nice. And he wants, you know, to meet up. And the good thing is, at the time when he reached out to me, I was representing a handbag company. It's called Viera. And I was going to, you know what I mean? I was going to the Magic Show in Vegas. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to actually be in Vegas. Let's meet up for dinner. So we actually went to have Italian food at Boca de Pepa right there at the casino in Vegas, and we had a blast. And we were talking business, and he told me that he had this song, Yo Te Amaré. He wrote it and produced it, and he wanted, you know, to give an opportunity to be released. And he has a Latin album that he wants to release to the Latin world and South America, Latin America. So
I was like, okay, let's see where we talked and we met up. And at the same time, I decided to see where we could get going. I said, okay, he has a song. It's ready to be released. So it's an opportunity to start a label. It's not like back in the day where you physically need to have an actual studio and you go in there. You just, if you know production and you have music to be released and you put it out on iTunes or CD Baby or you get distribution, you pretty much have a song. All you need is song and distribution for a label.
Mm-hmm.
So we released Yo Te Amaré. And I told them, because the way the business is now, it's not just about releasing a song. There's so many artists that have songs out there. I think we have to do a video to the song. It's going to make it more meaningful, and it's going to be... So then Remy said he wanted a video to be an older couple, a young couple growing old together, because he dedicated this to his grandparents, you know. His grandma, America Martinez, has been married with his grandpa for over 50 years. Congratulations to Remy's grandparents. And he wanted to dedicate that video to them because his grandparents taught him the value of love. So I said, okay, let's do it. And he was looking for this girl, and the girl that he really wanted was not, like, asked me to look her up, and she replied to me that she was doing other stuff. So I said, wait a minute, I have somebody in mind. And I didn't tell him what this girl was doing. I mean, she's an actress, beautiful person in and out, and she's all over the place now. Her name is Gina Rodriguez. Gina Rodriguez is Puerto Rican, raised in Chicago, and she studied film in the University of New York. And she's out. She was out here, and she's still in Hollywood pursuing her acting career. So she had just done a movie called Philly Brown. That's with Edward James Olmos, Lou Diamond Phillips, Jenny Rivera. Rest in peace, Jenny. Her birthday was yesterday. And it was time to, you know, so I reached out to her. And I told my friend Sandra Verona, who produced the video, Yo Te Amaré. And she said, all right, let's see what we could do. And then I said, Remy, I text a picture of Gina. And Remy said, I love her. But he didn't know who she was. He didn't know that she was in a movie. When he said, I love her and I want her in the video, I reached out to Sandra and I said, Sandra, Remy likes Gina. And I got a reply, she'll do it. So Gina Rodriguez is the lead in the video for Remy Palacios, Yo Te Amaré. And I'm the executive producer of that whole project. So I knew my friend John F.U., which is John Urandai. He's a director out of Bakersfield, California. And he's done several film projects, and he's also the director of Baby Dash's video, Fantasy Girl. So I reached out to John and I said, listen, I want you to direct my video. And John has never done a Spanish video. He's worked with hip-hop and, you know, more American artists. So when it was a new project for him, but he did a beautiful job with the video. And then I talked to Sandra, and I said, Sandra, I'm going to link you up with John. And we brought a whole team together, a whole production crew. And then the director of photography is Raul Hernandez. And he's out of Texas, and he does work here. He does work with a lot of, you know, amazing recording artists. And the whole team got put together. And then John was doing some work in Vegas, and I had John meet with Remy because I needed Remy to feel comfortable with who the director was going to be. And then I got feedback from Remy. He loved John. John told me he wants to work in the video. He wants... So I had a production meeting here in Hollywood. And we met with everyone that was going to work. Cody Parr was also the co-producer. And it worked good. We had a meeting and we did a budget plan, how much it was going to be for this, how much it's going to be for that. And since I was the one paying for the video, I decided, you know, okay, let's do it.
Is the video on the works or is it or
no,
is
the
it
video
out on?
No, the video got released February 24th of 2013. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, okay.
And because the movie Philly Brown had not been yet out, it was out on April 19th, I did cross-promotion.
The director of the movie, Philip Brown, is Joseph Galera.
So what's the name of the artist? What's the name? I'm sorry. What's the name of the artist and the name of the song so people could know what they're looking for?
Remy Palacios. He's formerly of Nice and Wild. Hi, Remy. I'm not sure if he's tuning in because he's always busy, but hi, Remy. Remy is also, you can check out the website, too. We have a website for him. It's the label website. It's www.remypalacios.com. And the music is also on YouTube. You can check it out.
Perfect.
And since the movie has not been released, I did cross-promotion. Working with our marketing team, we did cross-promotion, so it got a buzz. Because if you put Gina Rodriguez on YouTube, you see Philly Brown, Jenny, Edward James Olmos, Lou Diamond Phillips, and all her work. Right now she just landed her. She's on a sitcom on ABC. Now it's called Jane the Virgin. So she's doing really good. So all her work is linking us to the video. So it's giving it great promotion. So that project was awesome. And just to let you know, I contacted Univision. We filmed the video December 1st of 2012. And I contacted Univision, and I let them know if they wanted to interview Gina. They were welcome to come to the set and interview also Remy, who's a legendary freestyle artist. And Univision never, I guess they didn't think it was a need for it, or who knows what. But the thing is that they didn't come down to the video. I invited them, gave them my number. If they're more than welcome. 8 days later, after we shoot the video, Jenny Rivera passes away. And Gina Rodriguez is the leading star of the movie, Philly Brown. And Gina Rodriguez is the daughter in the film. She plays the daughter of Jenny Rivera. So Jenny Rivera is her mother in the movie. So when Jenny Rivera unfortunately passed away, everybody was trying to figure out what happened, and they were all trying to get a hold of everyone in the cast in the movie. They wanted interviews. They wanted this. They wanted that. And everybody was really sad by her loss.
Right.
You know,
right.
She played a person, and she played amazing. Well, you got to check out the movie. Philly Brown's on Red, Redbox and everything. You could get it on DVD. But I actually was up in a scene. One of the artists that I work with, also Rock, R.O.K., he's from the West Coast Hip Hop. We came out. We did a couple of extras. I come out in the club scene of Philly Brown. And he comes out in the door walking in with Noel G. So it's a beautiful a concept story. You got to check it out. And I'm proud of everything Gina's doing. And I'm glad she allowed to be part of this project, because I think after Jenny passed, it was very hard to get a hold of her. Everyone was really depressed after, the loss of Jenny.
Most definitely. So, I want to touch down a little bit about your dancing skills, because you have put in so much work as far as your dancing, and you've also been involved in quite a few important projects, correct?
Yes, and before I forget, and I jump on that, I don't want to forget. My grandmother is turning 100 years old, August 2nd. She's having a private party at the Hilton. It is very daring for her. And she also came out in my video, Remy Palacios, Yo Te Amaré. My grandmother plays an older version of Gina Rodriguez in the video. So if you take a look at the video, check it out. My grandmother is my queen. That's the real powerhouse. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. 100 years old. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Yes. I mean, the mayor of Pomona is going to give her an award because she's a Pomona, California resident. She's going to get a second award because she got one from him already, but because she's turning 100 years old, that's like a big deal. And she's in a U.S. citizen and goes to church every Sunday. My grandmother only married once. She widowed in her 60s, has six children, and she's just an amazing person. So I just want to shout out my grandmother, Elvie. I love her with all my heart. And
wow.
Back to the entertainment, to the dancing. Yes, so here I am moving to California in 1989. I didn't want to live in L.A. The only thing I liked about L.A. was the palm trees. Really, when you're from the East Coast, you're straight East Coast. You're like, what, L.A., what? I don't want to be here.
I had no choice. I'm sorry, I'm telling the truth, but you know what? It's 2014, and I love L.A., and it was the best move my mother could have done, let me tell you.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So I don't, I don't regret anything, but I was a brat. In 1989, I was a brat because I didn't like L.A., and I didn't want to live in L.A., so I was a little rebellious kid. I didn't do anything crazy, but I focused a lot on my entertainment. You know, I was a dancer. You know Power 106. Shout out to Power 106 FM. What?
yeah, Big Boy.
Yeah, and I know Big Boy. Big Boy, by the way, Big Boy is a big freestyle fan. But if you
That's
remember
right.
in the 90s, before Big Boy, and it was Lozano on the Loose, it was Richard Humpty Vision, DJ Tony B, all the, you know, L.A., DJs.
What was his name? DJ Henry. Remember him?
DJ Henry. Boomer Cervantes, who I have all of them on my Facebook now. Well, I am from that alumni group. Remember when Power 106 came out with the Hip Hop Army?
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the dancers. So I used to dance for Power 106 back in 1990.
Tell you what, this is what we're going to do. Since we're so limited on time, Marcella, we're going to make a part two to your show, if you don't mind. You know, we're going to go ahead and continue the show because there's so much more to cover. Go ahead.
That's exactly what I had to do for one of those magazines. You see why, right?
Yeah. All right. Now I hear you.
Okay, let's say real quick. I'll narrow it down real quick about the dancing. So I did Power 106 as a hip-hop dancer, Power 106. My first commercial, you could see it. The first Power 106 commercial is on YouTube. It's Power 106 commercial, 1990. You could see me. I'm dancing, and it's a quick but it aired all over TV. And then I was a dancer on the show called The Party Machine. It aired here in 1990, 91. With Mia Peoples. So I was a dancer on there, and I got to see LL Cool J. I will send you all this, so whoever's tuning in, I'm going to post it on Mary Fisher's and Ivan's Hernandez page, and you could see the video. You could actually see me dancing on the stage, and in front of me is Run DMC performing, and that was 1990. And I'm wearing knee capris. I'm wearing knee-length capris. It's jeans. And I have white high-top Adidas. And my hair has that Lisa haircut. It's shaved. Lisa. And I had a lot of hats in it.
Uh-oh.
And I just gave my torch. I want you to support Antics Performance. You could go to www.antics, A-N-T-I-C-S, performance.com. I was the president of the board of this amazing L.A. theater hip-hop dance team. And I'm still a member of the board, but I was the president of the board for 2 years, and they're all over the place. And I don't know if you've seen the two dancers. Have you seen Trinidad's new dancers? She's been doing shows with these amazing B-girls. If you went to the show in Ontario or San Diego and Fresno, the dancers that went with Trinidad, they're part of Antics and they're B-girls, and those are Trinidad's dancers. And if you're going to go see Trinidad August 9th, they're going to be with her there at the show with Color Me Bad, Shannon, Robin S., Crystal Waters, Taylor
Dane,
Debbie Depp.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about, as we're going to, put this to a close a little bit, I want to go ahead and throw on a mix by DJ Shadow. We got three DJs actually involved in this mix. We're going to, like I said, turn this into a part two. But let's go ahead and talk about real quick your most recent project. I know you've been on tour as an assistant with Premier. You've also recently just signed Johnny O. and Planet Patrol. So let's talk a little bit about those the recent events you got coming up, and what people can look forward to until we get you back on the show, possibly next week.
All right. What I want to tell you really quick is I want to shout out everyone in our team. It's huge because freestyle, my brother brought free. He was in 1980. He would go to New York. We would go to New York a lot. So my uncle Chino, who I got to see this time I was in New York, is in my brother's age group. My brother's like 47 years old, and my uncle Chino, and he would take him around Studio 54, Roxy, and I couldn't go in because I was only like 7, 8 years old. And he pretty much, my brother learned that era where all the Latin artists were coming out with dance music, which they call it freestyle, Latin or Latin hip-hop, known as Latin hip-hop. My brother started buying records, vinyls, from New York shops and taking that music to Boston. So my brother was one of the first DJs to introduce freestyle music to Boston. So in 1983, big shout out to Shannon, is when I first heard Let the Music Play. And
right,
you know
what?
We're gonna bring
your buddy and I right here. You're actually one of your most hardworking artists on the show, on your label. Miss Marta Jean, otherwise known as Giggle, has joined us. How you doing, Marta?
What's up? Hi, my sister.
Hey.
How you guys
How you
doing?
Hey,
hi, honey. I
Hello.
Wanted to call in and congratulate you on your interview. I've been
Thank
listening,
you.
Was trying to log in, but I called, wanted to give a shout-out to everyone at Versatile Radio. Send my
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
And I miss our show, Marcelita, but, you know, do your thing, mama. I love your interview.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
we're turning it into a part two, Marla.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
That would
be great.
Okay, why don't we do this? Let's have part two, and I would love John to come on because, you know what, really, John's calling in also. It's important. Now that we have Marla, I'll tell you, Marla is the headliner of Planet Patrol for the event in New York with John Rosario, the freestyle, old-timers, and cancer awareness, Sing for the Cure in New York. So I'm going to scroll it up. Let's do this. When do you want to have our next interview?
It's up to you guys. We got all next week free.
Let's set it up because I would like to bring John Rosario because we can talk, promote more for that event because that's going to take us another segment. That event's beautiful. And then Marla G and then Planet Patrol is also on the headliners with Marla. So
yeah,
I think that it would be really good.
Hey.
With her
new remix. Hey, Marla. She's got a beautiful remake of I Want to Thank You, which is, I think, Alicia Myers' song.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song, and it's going to be fantastic for my cancer event. She's going to, I know, she's going to blow them out the box.
Is this John?
Is
this John?
Yes, this is John.
Yeah, John.
Sure, girl.
I was like, that voice sounds familiar.
Yes.
I was like, wait a minute, who's this? Hi.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Listen, Marla's going to come. She's coming from Florida. She's going to go, and her and Planet Patrol are going to completely take over El Barrio on July 26th.
That's right.
And let's say, John, and let's say, who is Jenny's? Okay, for Versatile Radio in L.A. and DMA Radio, in New York, because they're the two transmitting this wonderful interview. Thank you very much. Okay, John, who is getting the legendary Lifetime Achievement Award in El Barrio on July 26, 2014?
Oh, my God, y'all. Oh, listen, this has been something that's been thought of. We kind of went over it over and over, committee members back and forth on this, and everybody was focusing on just a single artist. But somebody threw out and said, hey, wait a minute, whatever happened to groups? Nobody ever thought about groups. And then all of a sudden, I mean, we thought about it. We're like, it's so perfect. We're like, oh, my God, TKA, they're from El Barrio. They went to Julia Richmond High School. They know the neighborhood. They grew up right there in La Plaza in 106, in 112. And we started looking at the body of work. And, I mean, those artists are still active and still putting on the greatest shows on Earth today. So we thought about it, and, I mean, we started thinking about Tommy Boy because we're going to have Jesse of the Force MDs there. We're going to have Planet Patrol, who are former, you know, Tommy Boy label. So we said, how fitting can it be to give Tommy Boy original, you know, recording artists DKA a lifetime achievement, and they truly, truly deserve it. They have given us so much over the years, but we're always pretty much set on the side as far as us giving them something, but they always gave us, you know, and we were very proud of them growing up. I mean, I was very proud to know that, you know, my buddies that I went to Junior Richmond with are performing in Madison Square Garden. You know, that's a big step coming from back then when, you know, the 80s were rough. I mean, financially rough. There was a lot of drugs. So we needed that music. We needed them in the clubs. We needed to see that we could look up on stage and go, oh, my God, he lived four blocks away from me. We were very inspired by them, very proud of them. And here we're looking ahead over 25 years later, and we still have Maria on our minds. You know Maria. Now you remember the song. But Maria is still on our minds. I'm going to interrupt
you guys right quick. I'm so sorry. We do have Mr. Johnny yes. O on the line. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
Hey.
It's going down.
The party line.
The party line.
Oh my God.
The party
Hi,
line.
What's up, Johnny?
Welcome to the show. You know
why this is important that Johnny called? Because Johnny's a pastor. So Johnny, I'm gonna ask for a favor and no, he doesn't even see this as a favor because Johnny is just so amazing. His music and everything he's writing, he's so passionate about what he writes and composes. So I want to ask Johnny, if you could do a prayer. And the reason is I got to give a lot of strength and support to Mary Fisher, who's the owner and host of Versatile Radio here in L.A. And I don't want us to get, you know, too, I know this is hard. She just lost her sister, Kasha, so we want to say a prayer in her name.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go into a prayer, Johnny?
Absolutely. You could definitely
thank you for
the glory of the living God anytime. We stand before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for Versatile Radio and DMA Radio, Lord God, for what they're doing, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you be glorified in everything that we do, Lord, because we surrender everything to you. Because you are the living and breathing and only God that brings salvation. And one that has ordained me personally, Lord God, to walk into this arenas and to sing your songs, Lord God, and to not look back. And, Father, I have not looked back. And it's been glorious, Lord God. And look what you've done with Mala G and everyone else, Lord God. And you continue to work and you continue to bless. So, Father, thank you so much as we go before. Bless us indeed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to pray, Johnny, for Mary. I don't know if you heard when Marcella was mentioning, but
no.
Mary just went. She just lost her little sister a few days ago, and we just want to pray for strength and for the Lord to comfort her and her family.
Yes. Lord, we come before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for comfort, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, by your blood, Lord. You would hug her with your arms, Father, as you hug us all, Lord. And she's grieving, and it's right to grieve, and it's good to grieve, because it's a cleansing of the soul, Lord God. So there's no sin there, Lord, and there's nothing there but hurt. So replace her hurt with your compassion and your love, Lord. And I know, Lord, when I pray, Lord, you always answer. Grab her and embrace her and love her, Father, for she's your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So what's up?
We welcome you to Versatile Radio, Mr. Johnny O. Yeah. And like I said, it is our pleasure, definitely our pleasure right here. And we appreciate you calling out. We know that you know you have a great amount of support for Marcella and the Powerhouse Bombshells. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic to you and let you go ahead and say what you need to say.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I did. The history was broken. At Radio City Music Hall, I achieved it. Me and Ari Rodriguez and Legit, yeah, we broke a historical break in the industry of freestyle. I have been recognized as the leader of the one to open up inspirational music across the board. And I did it one place, and I wanted to do it in only one place because I said there has to be one place I got to do this, and it was on Radio City. And we had our oppositions. We had our oppositions. We had people calling in and people trying to say, you know, this is inappropriate, they said. How dare them put this type of music on the stage of Radio City and stuff? It got interesting. That was behind scenes that people don't know. And, yeah, I'm talking about it because you know why? I want to let you know that there's nothing impossible. When you put your dreams to head and you put your feet first, nothing can stop you. And I believed. And I said, you know what? When Artie Legit called me and they told me, Johnny, we're getting all this opposition. What do we do? I said, what you do is you shut off your Facebooks, you turn off your phones, you do a little bit of prayer, and you do a lot of vocal coaching and get ready because we're going to rock the house.
Amen.
Tore that house down, baby. They had people holding signs that said, who against me? We had people singing the song. The song is the number one freestyle record right now in the industry.
Wow.
It's not on mainstream radio because mainstream radio refuses to play anything about freestyle right now. Tried. We almost had mainstream radio. We almost had it. They were interested, but they would not touch it. And I said, you know what? I'm not worried about it. I'm not bitter about it. I'm saying I'm happy. You know why? Because we did something that many artists were afraid to do. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take a new schooler, like Artie Rodriguez, who's a best friend of mine, and myself, an old schooler, and then Freddie, the Eddie Rivera, who produced the track, with Artie, of course, and I'm going to take a step of faith. And it worked. It really worked. Everybody realized that, you know, that you can write songs of hope and inspiration. Freestyle is all about love, hope, inspiration, faith. You know, stories, Maria.
Everything is a cultural movement. John.
It's unstoppable.
Johnny, this is John Rosario from Weave Magazine. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
I do remember a while back, and I've been a great follower of yours, and I've been listening to your inspirational music for quite, a lot of people don't realize this, but you've been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah,
I also do remember you did, through prayer, I remember you put a post with a prayer, and you predicted, you said that this will happen.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you remember this. You said it will happen. This was about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and you
Marcella and also Marla, especially Marla, she knows when the Lord speaks through me, and I only, you know, I knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of time. You know, I didn't know when.
Awesome.
But I knew it was going to happen. And everybody, one thing I wanted to get out to the industry because there's a confusion out there. People kept saying, oh, Johnny's religious. And all of my followers were saying, no, you have no clue about this man. He's not a bit religious. He doesn't even, nothing there. He's just a child of God. And he's teaching us the right ways of the Lord. And, you know, because people teach, you got to run to the church and you got to go hide. And that's not what the Bible teaches. I'm sorry. And he says, you know, when he gives us that freedom, he gives us the freedom and his power to go out there so that we can go out there and share his love. But we can meet our dreams and our passions. We can be the president of the United States. We can be a doctor, a lawyer. You can be anything you want. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm a recording artist. And, you know, I had a discussion with a friend, disciple friend of mine yesterday, 2 days ago, and he helped me out moving my daughter. And he brought a young man came over, and I told the guy, I said, you would look at me on stage, you would say I'm headed destined for hell because the way I dance and the way I sing and all this stuff. And I said, no, absolutely not. The grace of God is all over me. I'm saying you can be all you want, especially in these end days, man, with all this hatred happening and this racism and it's growing, and everybody's not now, they're not shying away from it. Now it's starting to get to the mainstream sports arenas and the owners of clubs and all this. I mean, everybody's spewing all this stuff out. So we need, like, for instance, the challenge, the song that I did with Planet Patrol, it talks about racism and how we go against that, and suicide, another major enemy of ours that we have to tackle.
Yes.
Suicide, which is, you know, with all the
issues. Many issues out there that are so important.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely, across the board. So
I
want to
touch down on one thing with you, Mr. Johnny O, only because there are a whole lot of people that do try to come against me because I am, you know, a believer in the Lord. I am a Christian, and I do the Versatile Radio thing. There is a scripture, and I'm not quite sure where the scripture is at. Maybe you can help me out. But, you know, God
God doesn't want us to just preach to the people that are in the church or you know, that are just Christians, because who else is going to reach the world and the people that are in the world, correct?
Absolutely.
Is there a scripture that backs that up?
There's many scriptures, not just one. And I'll only stay with the New Testament because some people are, like, so dogmatic, and they say, hey, let's stay with the Old Testament because that's old law. Let's stay with the new. So I'll stay with the new. The new says, go and make disciples of all nations, number one, the main focus, the foundation. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 13 talks about, go hang out with the unbeliever. And God says, who's that? The unbeliever, those that are out there that are hurting, that have no faith, that are in the clubs, that are in the politics, that are everywhere. They're all over the place. Hang out with them. And then on top of it, God says himself, when the Pharisees went to judge God, they said, Jesus himself said, he said this, you will call me a drunkard and a glutton, a man that dwells with sinners. And then the Pharisees were saying, well, why are you hanging out with the sinners? I don't get it. You're supposed to be all holier than thou. But God was teaching us his example and saying, no, he didn't come for people that were well. He came for people that are hurting and that are sick and that are sinning. And he went to them. So we're not to judge them, people. If a person is gay and or whatever, praise God. I mean, that's his life. I love that person. My mother-in-law is gay. My sister is gay. And do you think I love her less? No, I love her with all my heart. You understand me? And I say that. Listen to me again. I'm going to say that again. I love her with all my heart. My sister is gay. Okay, my brother-in-law is gay. I have friends that are different denominations. I have friends that are Catholics, Holden Marks, who hangs out with me a lot. Heine, who's a role managing trainer, he's a good friend of mine. He's Catholic. You don't find me converting them. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm not God. I am just Johnny O singing a wonderful song and just being a loving husband, leader, and, you know, activist. That's who I am. That's all. I'm not here. I'm not God. I didn't die on the cross. But I'm going to share his love. That's it. You know, I'm me. So, you know what I mean? Tolerance is a two-way street. You get it? You want me to be tolerant about you? Amen. But be tolerant about me. I love Jesus. Is that bothers you? I'm sorry. I love him. He speaks to me. He's blessed me. You know, and I can't let go of him. He won't let go of me. So I guess we're stuck forever together. But I'm not here to condemn nobody. Sorry. That's not my game. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. My brother had a choice. My brother's a pastor, and my brother had a choice. And my brother does prison ministry. And one day I got on the phone. I said, dude, isn't that dangerous? What are you doing in a prison every weekend? And he said, I got into prayer, and this was my calling, brother. And that's all he told me as an answer. He said, this is my calling.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's what it's all. Look at Noel. Noel, when I did the song on in Radio City, when we finished singing, I went upstairs to my dressing room, and I went to Noel to give him a big hug because he's a brother in Christ too. And he told me, "Dude, you were singing that song. I wanted to get on stage, man. So that, you know, don't be surprised you find me and Noel on stage singing 'Who Against Me' real soon." He'll be doing that flying kick.
They played the song at the beginning of the show. Who Against Me was played on Versatile. It was played, so it was the first song, and I got chills. And at the same time, if you go to Unidos Magazine, you know, we gave you the link, www.unidosmagazine.com, you click on the link, that's the first video you see.
We put that video on the front page.
That's what I'm doing is, you know, I'm writing these inspirational songs. These songs are so general. You can write about God. You can write about your spouse. You can write about your children.
And you know what I want to say, too? Johnny and I had an amazing conversation yesterday, and I had told Trinia to tune in. So, Johnny, what did you tell me? That's inspirational. I mean, there's people out there that don't know this, but a lot of our freestyle family, there's some non-supporters and there's a lot of supporters, but a lot of the ones that we are in the freestyle, in my team, that's what I love about it, that we all are close with Marla as well.
Yeah.
And Johnny, what did you tell me about Trinia yesterday? You left me in a womb. I was like, what? But it's beautiful.
Yeah. you know, Trinia, she's a strong inspiration for me, you know, because when I first met her, I told her I was one of her fans because I used to play her records and I used to warp them myself, you know. I had warped her records. I hope I made that girl money. But, you know, I've watched Trinia on stage. That girl gives 150% of everything, vocal, live, singing, hitting notes all over the place, and then she's dancing and everything. She herself is an inspiration for me. And I get up, when I get up on stage, I give 150% of myself. You know, I twist and turn, I snap, I pop, I crack. I mean, I'm singing live, I'm everything. I mean, I do it all because, you know, I picture myself out in the audience and say, you know, if they're spending 50, 80, 100, 150, maybe even $200 on a ticket, you didn't come out here for no cheesy show. They want to see the real thing, so I give them the real thing. You know, and that's why, you know, so with Trinia, she's my sweetheart. Every single time I'm on the road, I always love her.
Oh, and then she says to me, Monty, she goes, Marcella, I love Johnny's show. I love his dance moves. So imagine you're over here saying you're inspired by her, and she tells me, man, I love his shows.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, and I'm working with Trinia as well, and Johnny's on the label, and we have a lot of great things coming with Planet Patrol, and Marla's part of the team, and Johnny has written music for Marla. If you will listen to Set Me Free, that was written by Johnny.
Amazing song.
Yes. And there's a video, and you know what, talking about that video, if you guys please get a chance, we are giving the Powerhouse Bombshells Woman of Courage Award to Mickey Torres, La Rubia, out of Miami. She's currently battling cancer. She's undergoing chemo, and she's bald now, but I tell you, she's the most beautiful person in and out. And then she's in that video. Johnny, I sent her a message. She said she was crying. She reached out to me, and I was in tears because Marla's singing, and it's important that people understand that everything about music and this whole movement that we have, there's a message behind it. Everyone in the Powerhouse team, everyone that's on stage working, it's a reason for that. And Marla, you're singing Set Me Free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mickey's behind you, Marla. Mickey, this person that we're going to give this award to, she's with her hair. She didn't have cancer then. And Johnny, the message. So I told her, you know what? Put on Set Me Free and raise your hands. Because you know what? God was giving you a message that day to prepare you what you were going to be challenged to.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I want to leave. It's amazing. I'm going to share all these things on Mary Fisher's page.
And then I wanted to say one thing before I leave. I've been blessed. I got approached by the Club Jumper producers because they are moved. They love God very much, and they wanted to do a project for God. And they approached me and they said, "Hey, listen, we want to do a record or an album with you." And I said, "Great, let's do it one step at a time. What do you got?" And he says, "Well, we did this song, and we want you to write to it, you know, for God." And I said, absolutely, no problem. But I told him, I said, you know how I write. I'm not religious in writing. I don't like to do that stuff. I want to do it, you know, basically inspirational. He says, that's why we approached you, because we know how you write and sing. So they challenged me on the song, and we finished the project, and the song is on the final stages. We're doing two more mixes, and it's called I Need You. And the song has already been presented. Lisa heard it. She flat out told me, "Johnny, this is going to change your life." Debbie Deb said, "Johnny, I never heard you sing in that tone before. This is amazing." Debbie Deb heard it. Who else heard it? Liz Scott. She was a former writer for Sony Records and many other major labels. She's critiqued it. She was like, she speaks Australian, so she was saying, "My child," "this is going to blow up for you." She's going with that accent. And she just told me, she said, "This is going to blow you up." And the song is not freestyle. It is absolutely not freestyle. It's EDM. It's electronic digital music. And it's on the Swedish house music genre, the Calvin Harris, that kind of music style. And you have to totally sing it differently. You can't sing freestyle on it. So I had to reinvent the Johnny Ortiz and stuff. So, I mean, and the label already heard it. And we're getting a distribution deal on it. They're very excited about it because they said this is gonna change your life, Johnny. I said, yeah, I know. We're ready for it. It's about time because I've waited 28 years for this. So, you know, it's gonna happen.
Awesome.
It's called I Need You. So when you hear the song, you'll hear a Tom Jones type voice. It's gonna be pretty amazing.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And Johnny, now that I've realized that you are a part of Marcella's team, and that was the challenge, awesome, amazing, very inspirational. I wanted to add that I have been a fan of yours for a very long time, and I'm gonna let you know how. I bought your very first album, and no one knows that you did a remake of Mamma Jamma. Remember that, Tim?
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
you did that remake?
She can be. Hey. I love it, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a part of that album, and I still remember that remake. And I still have it. Unfortunately, I don't have a tape player that plays my tape anymore. But that's to let you know how much of an inspiration you were to me and your music. And I went to see you at the Funhouse many, many moons ago when you were a very young kid up on stage, man.
Yeah,
so thank you very much
for
allowing me at that time to pursue and follow my dreams and what I wanted to do. And you were one of those many, you know, TKA, yourself,
and
Lisa.
Yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
This brother is so beautiful. Everyone is inspired by somebody. Everyone that we're talking to today is inspired by the message.
It's just amazing, you know, me, myself, Mary Fisher, owner, CEO right here at Versatile Radio. I mean, when I came back on the scene and got into radio and you know, met up with Mr. DJ Shadow, Ivan Hernandez, who's on the line with us also. Are you there, Mr. Ivan Hernandez?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he actually was one of the first ones that introduced me to Who Against Me. This was last year. We were, you know, involved with this whole new movement. Mr. Johnny O., you know, I've been a fan of yours. I mean, way back in the early 90s or the late 80s when you were doing, I went to a Cinco de Mayo show. It was you, Cynthia, Surface, and you guys were doing a free show right there at a park in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, I did attend that. And, you know, just to see what you were doing and that you were a pastor, that was so inspiring to me. It was just a confirmation of so many visions that God has given me with the freestyle genre. Yeah. And it's just, you know, I just want to lift you up and you know, plead the blood of Jesus over you and your ministry. What's ahead of you. It's just amazing.
I want to forget this,
but I have some shout-outs I want to give before. John, you know, we had that event in New York. There was two persons amazing. He's actually of the team here in L.A., too. He's also our attorney, a great person. We all work with him with Trenier, and yeah, he made a donation, too, for the show. He's a sponsor. And then also Diaz Plumbing. I've known they have a plumbing business here. And they did a sponsorship donation for the cause of the show July 26th. Shout out to Diaz Plumbing, the owner of Adrian Diaz. He lost his grandmother, Delfina, about 20 plus years to cancer. So thank God for people donating here in LA to make this event even better. And
that's
then Ross R.O.K. from the West Coast performing out there, Nelson Ruiz. He's going to be out there. We have Salsa Viti Ruiz showing up, big salsa legend. And then also Rick Indio. And Latin Explosives, I know, are going to do a tribute to Frankie Ruiz out there. And we have Joey K, Boricua Posse, Jay Cell.
Unbelievable.
Marla with he's on right now. Marla and Planet Patrol. And then if you want to check out Johnny, his next show is August 2nd, right, Johnny?
Well, actually, I have one tomorrow, July 4th, in Clearwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Even he has a show tomorrow. Okay, and then Brandon Petrillo has a show, and then Trinita is in Vegas with the original band that played with Rick James. She's performing in Las Vegas. Marla's going to be coming out here with Planet Patrol 2 to do a show. We're going to be seeing
for Versatile
more,
Radio.
More.
Yes, yes.
So then, Johnny, I have to get ready for Johnny and Planet Patrol's release when we get the video and the song. We're going to, it's a hip-hop. This is a hip-hop single that's going to be released.
Wow. That's going to be big.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Because, you know, we're doing new school now. My Freestyle Family, I know it's old school, but if they're performing now after 30 years, making money, looking good, and getting record label deals and stuff like that, and people calling and books being booked, that to me is not old school anymore. That's new school.
Yeah. New school is about the message. New school is about the message. It's about putting out quality music that's going to be inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
mm-hmm.
touch people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And today, with the young kids today who are completely not what we were when we were growing up, where we
Absolutely.
The street was our playground, and we were very, very active. Kids today are so inclined to the social media and so on of today that we need to give them something that's going to change, because they're our future. These children are going to be our future. And if we don't give them something inspirational, something they could go to Pandora and not listen to rock that doesn't have much lyrics but has a lot of yelling and screaming, that's not a message. I believe that the new school today, what's going to happen is we have to put out inspirational messages, you know, a la, you know, Artie Rodriguez, you know, a la, you know, Johnny O. We have to give them inspiration.
Yes.
We have to open
yes,
their
definitely.
Eyes and wake them up, because this is our future. We got to look at 2029, 2035, you know. We have
Amen.
To.
Sure. If we make it that long. Listen, we don't have nothing but a few.
You got a lot
yeah,
of
yeah.
Marla will wheel me in. Marla will wheel me in.
We are going to... Yeah, we want
to
say thank you
for
here at Versatile Radio to Marcella. We're going to have a part two. Thank you, Mr. Bush, DJ Shadow, Mr. Rosario, everybody else that joined us, especially Mr. Johnny O. It's such an honor. We're going to go ahead and close this out with a miss by Mr. DJ the Shadow, and we'll see you on part two. Marcella. Wait a minute. We're on August 15th. Yeah. The Versatile Summer Jam. Miss Marcella Olivera, she's a special guest. We're going to be right there with Mr. Mellow Man Ace. We're going to have MV Rider Zigzag right there. So you guys come out and join us. Get your tickets now.
Come on out.
Hassan, I want to shout out Hassan. He's actually working right now on the flyer, the official flyer for New York for the Freestyle Fans Event.
There we go. Part two, Marcella. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.